At the Midwest Soil Improvement Symposium in Manhattan, Kansas today, we're going to visit with Dave Sherman, who is the chairman of Beneficial Reuse Management, which is the parent company of GypSoil. And Dave, of course, we're here talking about gypsum today and what it can do for agriculture. You were talking about your background as far as beneficial reuse management, and I think you used the term recycling as something that you've always been interested in.
Yes, I've really spent my business lifetime in the environmental sphere, and I started beneficial reuse management about 14 years ago to deal with some of the byproducts from coal-burning utilities, and got into synthetic gypsum and found Ron Chamberlain, who really founded GypSoil. Got connected with him about 5.5 years ago, and we've since been sort of on a tear to do two things, really, is to create the supply network and create the distribution network for gypsum so that we can line up lots of utilities that produce gypsum, and we can set up a distribution network to get it to the farmers who need gypsum. And that's part of the reason why we're here today.
Now, talk again about the process, the production of gypsum.
The Clean Air Act in the early 90s required that utilities that burned high sulfur coal, over a period of time, they need to scrub and reduce sulfur dioxide emissions, and which was causing acid rain in the east part of the country. And so the technology that is best used to reduce that sulfur dioxide is called FGD technology, or fluidized gas desulfurization technology, where basically they take high calcium limestone, they pulverize it, they atomize it and inject it into the flue gases of the power plant. And the calcium in the limestone reacts with the sulfur and the sulfur dioxide, and that combination creates calcium sulfate, which is gypsum. That's how it's produced.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me, and the people I've been talking to here, that you've got a product that is environmentally friendly, and that's a big deal these days, but also can help improve crop performance.
That's correct. Mined gypsum has obviously been around for eons, and this material is very similar to mined gypsum. It has 23% calcium, and it's got 17% free sulfur, just what the mined products have. So we're real excited about being able to bring it to new geographies. We just recently signed a contract with the Jeffrey Energy Center in St. Mary's that had been landfilling their gypsum, and now we're in a long-term contract with them to create a market for the material in agriculture.
Yeah. So where are you at? I mean, what's the supply and demand situation right now?
Well, we're just starting up here in Kansas, as I mentioned. Last year was our first year. We'll probably sell somewhere around 100,000 tons of gypsum this year. And the power plant produces three times that, so we've got a long way to go till we use up all their material. But we're barging it to other locations, and we're talking to additional potential supply partners. So there'll be plenty of gypsum around here for many years to come.
And I understand you're, what, in 20-some states now?
Yeah, part of the difficulty in getting into this business is that because it's a byproduct of industry, it is a regulated material. And so there's a component to the job of being able to talk to regulators and get the material permitted to be allowed to be spread in states. We're pretty good at that, and we're currently permitted in, I believe, 25 different states. As an additional permit in each state, we have to register with the Department of Ag. So we have really two, at least two permits that we have to secure in each state we're involved in.